Kenny.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Kristen Agopian Show, coming to you from Studio B and hitting our syndicated stations coast to coast via the BizTalk Radio Network. Greetings to you all. I'm Chris Agopian, author of Brilliant Frugal Living, syndicated lifestyle columnist, highly caffeinated host of your show, dedicated to slashing your spending, growing your savings to new heights, and demolishing your debt once and for all. And if your finances are still feeling the pinch of what used to be a flatlined economy, now thankfully on the upswing. But if you're like so many others, you had to maybe go into a bit of debt just to cover the bills, to take care of the kids, take care of the parents, take care of the house, the car, the pets, you name it, you're in the right place. You're trying to knock down that debt. You are not alone. Thanks for hanging out. And a huge welcome to all of our newest affiliates. I cannot believe I'm at the point where I can't even keep track of the ones we're tacking on every week, every month, all thanks to the tireless efforts of the incredible crew at BizTalk Radio Network. We have picked up yet another fabulous handful of stations. We are thrilled, and hear from our flagship station here in Philadelphia to our syndicated stations coast to coast, with big shout outs to our listeners, including but not limited to, who we got here? Mickey Gish listening in from WCFO in gorgeous Atlanta, Georgia. Sam Wisnowski, I hope I pronounced that right, listening in from WPG 1450 in the beautiful town of Atlantic City, New Jersey. Allison G listening in from WCHE 1520 here, our flagship station. All of our other listeners listening in from coast to coast. And as always, you know who you are, Mitchell M. and Kathy Tarver, super fans listening in from our Super Talk Mississippi network, and all of our amazing listeners coast to coast. We are saving America's wallets 1 hour at a time. Sitting here, coffee in hand. I can't get enough coffee today. It's one of those days. I'm getting tons done, which is fabulous. Incredibly productive day so far. Just got to keep the coffee coming. It's like keeping the oxygen coming. Just keep that coffee coming. Tony says hello as we tackle today's trendy topics. And if you're not drinking coffee at the moment, that's okay. I'll do enough for both of us, because that's just the type of team player I am. So we're sitting here. Last week we were talking about warehouse clubs, one of my favorite places for saving money. And I'm kind of astonished that a lot of people don't really lean towards the warehouse clubs for a lot of things. But you know what? It's not that surprising. The more I'm connecting with people, there's a lot of misconceptions about warehouse clubs, and there's a lot of smart thinking from people who are thinking that a warehouse club just isn't right for them. And they're right. A lot of times there are certain aisles, certain items, certain, you know, offerings there at the warehouse clubs where it's just a little less expensive to buy it somewhere else. So let's kind of pare this down a bit. And when I heard back from people, holy crap, I've got another handful, two handfuls, and stuff on my desk over here at like my 10 o'clock position. Coffee's at the 2 o'clock, extra notes at the 10 o'clock, all talking about various ways that you can save, things to lean towards at your warehouse clubs, things not to. Digging right in here, 11 things you should not buy at a warehouse club. Okay, who sent this to me? This is from Mickey Gish, listening in from WCFO in Atlanta. Thank you. This is a fantastic article. Boiling it right down to it, no fluff. Books and DVDs, they're saying, do not buy at a warehouse club. And I got to be honest, every time I'm reading one of these notes, one of these great ideas, I apply it to my personal life. I have not bought a lot of books or DVDs at a warehouse club, except when I'm buying them as gifts. You know me, I'm always at the Goodwill. I'm always buying stuff there, and including books for myself on decorating and biographies and all these other great books that I love. I do a great majority of that at my local Goodwill. So when it comes to gifts, however, if you're finding a lot of times, I got to be honest with you, I find amazing gifts at the Goodwill. Gorgeous prints, gorgeous clothing, jewelry, you name it. But books and DVDs, if I buy them at the warehouse clubs, they're pretty decent prices and I'm buying them as gifts, either for my kids or you know, friends of my kids or, you know, people that you know and love. Oh, this movie just came out. They didn't get a chance to see it in the theater. We'll have a movie night at our house for a fraction of the price, blah, blah, blah. So there you have it. Yes, you can get books and DVDs pretty inexpensively there. But they're saying here, look online. This is interesting. They're saying don't buy books and DVDs at your local warehouse club. Instead, look online at sites like Half.com and Amazon to find great deals on new and used books and DVDs. That makes a lot of sense. Here's the only asterisk I put next to that. Again, I would hit the warehouse clubs when I buy these because I'm on a time crunch. You know me, everybody. You know my scheduling or lack thereof. I'm pretty organized, but when I need to get a last minute, you know, a birthday gift for somebody, anniversary gift, a fun, oh, I know they'll love this movie gift, I got to have it now. I cannot even wait for the incredibly speedy delivery systems of Amazon and Half.com. But if you have more organization than I do, and many of you fit into this category, think about hitting Half.com and Amazon to find those books and DVDs. Very cool. Next up, things that you could think twice about buying this at a warehouse club. Printer paper. Says here, if you're buying printer paper for your home, and I go through buckets of that stuff. There are environmentalists out there with my face on a dartboard. I get so much printer paper. Many office supply retailers, and you know your office supply retailers, the Staples and the other stuff, offer customers who sign up for their emails a cash back rebate on printer paper a few times a year. And there are people out there who are doing this. You sign up for your local office supply retailer email. You know, you get emailed sales and this kind of stuff, the occasional email. And in exchange for signing up for their emails, you get a cash back rebate on printer paper a few times a year, which makes the cost free to you. There you go. It says here, also check out Walmart.com, which now offers free two-day shipping with no minimum required. That's something I got to look into. I have bought printer paper at my local warehouse club. Again, see my notes on needing things immediately, because that's the way it works. I will find out I need printer paper the instant I need to print out something big and I have no printer paper left. That, again, is my organizational skill or lack thereof. So I need it right now. If you are more organized than I am, think about these online sites that'll ship it to you for free, because you got to love that and there's no heavy lifting for you. Everyone's a winner. Says your Staples is another place to look. The store sometimes offers printer paper for 1 cent after a rebate. Sweet. Very good. Next thing up, canned goods. Several types of canned goods are outstanding values at your local warehouse club. On the other hand here, they're saying your best bet to save on canned goods is sometimes look for sales at the grocery store. Then to increase your savings, use a coupon app to find additional coupons to apply to your purchase. That is one way of doing it. I myself see, again, my earlier often remarked notes on organizational skills. I don't do coupons. I never have. I love getting canned goods at my local warehouse club because they keep a good long time. And I don't buy exotic, weird stuff I'm never going to use. I buy chili beans. I buy canned pineapple, which my daughter loves. I get canned this, that, the other. Things that I know I'm going to use. You know, chicken broth or the bouillon that I love to use for pilaf. Things that I know I'm going to use. I don't mind having it in a larger container because of stuff like the bouillon cubes and everything else, it's going to last just fine. It works perfectly for the timeline that my family needs for the food. So that works. But going after those apps and those other clever little gizmos, another good way to save money. Next up. This one's true. Condiments, the ketchup, the mustard, the mayo. You all know the warehouse club size things that I'm talking about, like the huge gallon or 2 gallon jugs of mayonnaise. Don't do that unless you're really begging for, you know, some sort of food poisoning episode sometime in your life. And I say this only halfway facetiously. If you're a small household and you don't go through a lot of ketchup or mustard or mayonnaise, buy that somewhere else. Now, on the other hand, people out there I know with catering companies or restaurants, or they do purchasing for stuff, yeah, they're going to buy it there because they will go through it in a week. So use your common sense on that one, but you get it. Olive oil and vegetable oil. Think twice about buying it there. Interesting. It says here it may seem like these cooking oils last forever, but they don't. Olive oil and vegetable oil. Got it. According to the USDA, olive oils last only about 3 to 5 months after opening. Well, that's not such a big deal for me. I mean, the size olive oils that I get at my local warehouse club, I can use that in about 3 months. We use it for all of our cooking, you know, sauteing, if you put anything over a salad, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so I'm good. So maybe if you're a single person out there buying a giant tub of anything, olive oil, mayonnaise, it's just going to end up wasting you money. Very cool. For those people, check your local grocery for sales to save on the smaller size bottles. This one, oh, I'm torn on this one. Diapers, and I got messages coming through on my phone here. Diapers at your local warehouse club. Now, here's where I would say buy diapers. If you are the friend or a family member of someone who's just had a baby, they are now, these new parents, these exhausted new parents, are realizing that diapers, if they go with disposable diapers, are going to cost them a fortune. Now, I have got experience when I had my two beautiful babies. I put them in they were washable diapers, which were, I'll say now, a bit of a hassle, but they saved us a lot of money. When people showed up on my doorstep, beloved family members, friends, whatever, with maybe some cookies or something fun or some flowers and a box of disposable diapers, I could have kissed them on the mouth, okay? So if you've got friends and family members with new babies or another baby in the household and you know that their budget is tight, I can guarantee you that it is, hit your local warehouse club, show up at their doorstep with a couple of boxes of diapers for them, and they will love you forever. It is a cost that adds up. If I had it to do over again, I would have bit the bullet and maybe done more half and half with disposables at night, maybe, and the washable ones during the day, whatever. Story for another day. But I'm telling you right now, it depends on your personal preference if you're going to pick up these things. I have found good quality ones for friends and family at the local warehouse clubs. There are some people out there that love these very specialty brand name diapers out there, and they go to a different boutique-y type diaper store. You know your friends better than I do. You be the judge. You decide. I have found great deals at my local warehouse club for disposables. And again, it can be a treat that you share with these people that you love. They will love you for it. That's one of the best gifts out there. Guys, the time is flying. Send me your ideas as well for the best stuff you picked up at warehouse clubs, the things that you realize now you probably pick up somewhere else. Say it on the air. Stay tuned, guys. We'll be right back right after this. Hey guys, Kristen Agopian here for MonogramAtHome.com. The economy's on the rise. You may be thinking about finally breaking away from a job you felt stuck in for years. Or you're raising a family and looking for an ideal work-from-home opportunity. Or a college student or retiree who wants to supplement your income. Monogram at Home is an exciting nationwide company now accepting new ambassadors for its luxurious, affordable line of personalized gift products. They make it easy to get started with online training, your own website, and support from other highly successful ambassadors. Perfect gifts for every event. Home decor, essentials for the kitchen and bar, jewelry, so much more. All of which can be beautifully monogrammed to keep or give as gifts for birthdays, weddings, graduations, holidays, anniversaries. Items in constant demand. And MonogramAtHome.com wants you as one of their ambassadors. Log on to MonogramAtHome.com.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, diving right back into things to really jump for at your local warehouse clubs and things maybe to avoid depending on your personal circumstances. Getting right back into it. Things possibly to avoid. I got to put an asterisk next to all these because while they have excellent arguments, I'm living in a household where this stuff comes in handy. But they're recommending here, it's saying liquid detergent, maybe think twice. It says, this is very true, however, unless you're washing the clothes of a small army every day, by the time you get through a warehouse club size of liquid detergent, it may not be as effective anymore. They're saying here 6 months at room temperature is your best bet for liquid detergent. I'm of a mind where I'm kind of thinking science fiction-y. I think that long after we all leave this earth, I think, you know, spacemen are going to come here from another planet, come to my laundry room, find an open thing or a regular thing of liquid laundry detergent and find it perfectly feasible and perfectly usable. Welcome to my imagination. So when it comes to that kind of thing, I'm saying I'm okay with buying laundry detergent. I don't know any household except maybe, I don't know, someone living on their own where a laundry detergent thing that you get from the warehouse club is still going to be there after 6 months. I can go through one and easily a couple of months. Weekends are laundry days around here, and we will go through cup after cup of that stuff. One for towels, one for underwear, one for jeans, one for whatever. TMI, my apologies. But you get the point with regards to how much we use around here. I buy it at my local discount grocery a lot of times. And when I'm at my local warehouse club, if I'm running low, I'll pick it up there too, and we always go through it. So you guys be the judge. This next one, this might be a good one to avoid. They're right on this one. Brand name cereal. First of all, I buy my brand name cereals at my local discount gourmet grocery, and I get all the ones that I love. I've got two young kids in the house. We tear through the cereal, and even I have trouble getting through the cereal that we have bought once in a rare, you know, on a blue moon occasion at our local warehouse clubs. These things, they're the size of a train boxcar. I'm not sure who came up, what cereal aficionado, she said with her fingers up in the air like little quotes. An aficionado, kind of like a cocaine aficionado, when you have to have so much cereal that it requires a box that size. That's a little crazyville, okay? That's a little much, even in my opinion. So I buy mine at the local gourmet grocery, the discount gourmet grocery, I might add, where I get it for half price easily. And it is next to nothing by comparison. Honestly, when you visit one of these places, one of the biggest reasons we go to this discount gourmet grocery near us is for the incredible price on cereals. When you think about it, what are you paying for with these wonderful cereals? They're yummy, they taste good with milk, they're good and crunchy, they're good soul food. They are wildly overpriced. But when you buy it at the local warehouse clubs, unless you're buying it for a small local cafe or for maybe, I don't know, if you have maybe some octuplets running around the house, something along those lines, yeah, that's a tough one. So there you go. I'm right there with you. Next up, things to hold off on. Okay, this one's kind of true too. Produce. Unless you plan to eat a lot of produce before it goes bad, buying it in bulk isn't the best idea, it says here. Absolutely accurate. However, I have a household where my kids are fruitaholics. I wouldn't change it for anything. They can tear through pounds of grapes in a single sitting. It is dazzling to watch. Apples, the same thing. And if you're in the mood for anything kind of, oh, borderline exotic during the during the winter months and stuff like that, maybe a pineapple or two when you know it's incredibly overpriced at the grocery store, you will find better prices at your local warehouse clubs. Blueberries, strawberries, you oftentimes find a real nice price break there. And it doesn't come in that huge of a container, but they are pretty big. So think about what your fruit needs are. If you like oranges, but you don't love them, and you're buying up a 20-pound bag because it's, you know, half price, it's not really that much of a bargain. You know, use your head. You know what you're doing there. Next up, okay, this is a good one too. Soda. You're better off buying soda on sale at the grocery store than buying it in bulk at a warehouse club. They have a point here. It says, you know, unless you need big quantities for a party, some other event, that kind of thing going on, I'm with you on that one. However, I think they're talking about maybe 2 liters and that sort of thing. We don't do a lot of soda in this house. We do a lot of water in this house because when you turn on the tap for all the water, water comes out, not soda. It's free. It's good for you. It does a body good. Soda, not so much. Not free. Not that great for you and doesn't do a body so good. So we don't do a lot of soda in this house. Some households I know, wonderful, amazing people would, you know, lay down their life for you. And soda is their main, you know, liquid nourishment. It's really astonishing to me how much soda some people drink. So I would say maybe lean more towards the water because that's, you know, less expensive and so much better for you in so many ways. You know, not just your wallet, but, you know, heart health as well. However, if you do a lot of soda and you're buying it for a household, I think that if you're buying it for a party, that kind of thing, pick it up at your local warehouse club because you'll get it in the cans, those small mini cans that I'm seeing a lot of these days. Very inexpensive at the warehouse clubs compared to your local grocery store. Okay, if you buy the 2 liter or the 18 liter or whatever they have for sale there at your local warehouse club and you don't drink that much soda like our household, yeah, it's going to go flat and you're not going to be spending, you're going to be wasting money on that. So there you go. Next up, this is a great list. So many of these are spot on. Toothpaste. Check your weekly sales at your local grocery store, your local drugstore. Maybe there's even an app out there to find the best toothpaste out there. Because when you buy it at your local warehouse club, yeah, it will come in like a 6-pack of toothpaste. But again, I don't see a huge problem with that. It's not as though it's going to go bad. It's not as though it takes up a huge amount of space in your, you know, your medicine cabinet or your bathroom cabinet or whatever. My problem is that if I buy, say, a 6-pack of toothpaste, and it takes, you know, a few weeks to get rid of that one tube of toothpaste, I will have forgotten where I put the remaining tubes of toothpaste. In my brilliance, I'll put them somewhere. And then, so, oh, wait, did I put it in that closet or underneath that sink? Or is it up in that other closet? Or wait, did I put it under the bed? Where did I store it? So there's my issue. Again, it's of organization, which should shock no one. But I don't see a problem with buying toothpaste at your local warehouse club. Just make sure you're better than I am and you remember where you store it. Hey, let's think about it. There's got to be an app for that. All right, jumping right back into what you should be buying at your local warehouse clubs. And again, many thanks to all of our listeners for sending me these buckets of fabulous emails. It's such a huge help. Here is what to do. Okay, here's how to shop at the big three wholesale clubs for free. We talked before about the, on average, $50 yearly membership fee to shop at these clubs. I have honestly, within one weekend, paid for that and then, you know, and then some with the savings that I've had on things that I've bought at my local warehouse club. My favorite go-to item is the rotisserie chickens, which are fantastic, especially in the summertime. My God, my kitchen just gets crazy hot if I try to bake anything. But I love hot food. You know, I love the stews and I love the chicken and I love that stuff. So bringing home a steaming hot rotisserie chicken and maybe just doing a couple of side dishes with it, it's phenomenal. So there you go. Here's how you do it to buy. Here's how you shop at the big three wholesale clubs for free. We got about a minute before the break. If you want to shop at BJ's without a membership, you can download a free 60-day membership at their site. You have to love that. Costco, there's a trick for shopping at Costco without a membership, and here it is. Have a friend who has a membership buy you a Costco gift card for some sort of a gift. You can shop at Costco with a gift card without a Costco membership. Boom. To shop at Sam's Club without a membership, go directly to customer service and ask for a one-day pass. You'll be able to shop there, but you'll have to pay 10% above the Sam's Club prices, so make sure it's worthwhile. Boom. There you go. And I got to be honest with you. these things pay for themselves. There are the things that we have all bought over the course of our lifetimes where you would do anything to go back in time and not have bought it. Warehouse Club cards pay for themselves. It's a no-brainer. You got a lot of people out there, I don't want to pay the $50. It's a rip-off. It's not. It's money well spent. It's an investment in incredibly inexpensive groceries in the future. Easy stuff. And again, let us not forget. Let us pause for a moment and think about the hundreds of rotisserie chickens that have saved me night after night, too many nights to count, on crazy work days. You come home to a nice hot chicken dinner, life is good. And it's paid, and actually the cost of that chicken, far less than you pay going out and buying it at the supermarket, cooking it up yourself. There you go. Boom. Guys, hang out for a minute. We'll be right back with some Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate right after this.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
With free next-day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next-day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to Staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples. It's pro time. Orders over $49.99, placed by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, half past the hour. You know what that means. Another fabulous episode of Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate. So much real estate information flying around these days, updated every nanosecond, it seems. Who better to distill it all into workable information than the guy sitting next to me, otherwise known as Dad. Thanks for coming back to the show, sir. How are you?
Hey, thank you, Kristen. You're very, very well. You know what? Your introductions
thank
get
you.
Better. The more we I do like this that. Show, the better your introductions get. But you know, Chrissy is the real radio expert in the family. How many stations are we on now, kiddo?
We are now about to hit 65 with the addition of two online
65.
Radio stations.
Wonderful.
Facebook followings. I'll have solid names for you next week. Don't want to jinx it. But yes, things are looking good for you, sir.
Hey, great. Okay, well, Chrissy, this week I thought I would talk about how in most parts of the country, prices are going up, interest rates are going to be going up, and the time to make that first home purchase is now.
Yep.
It is not as good an opportunity today as it was yesterday, and it's not going to be as good an opportunity next week or next month or next year as it is now. Now, buying a home is probably going to be a good investment for a long, 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 long time. All markets correct at some point in time. Sometimes they have a minor correction, a little blip. Sometimes it's a major correction, like the one we had starting in 2008 with the meltdown of 2008 to 2012 and 2013. But that was totally driven by federal government interference. I don't think we're headed for that. Folks, the very, very best investment that you can make for your family and your living conditions and lots of other reasons
Great ripple effects.
To get that house bought.
Yeah.
Now, Chrissy, what are some of the things that you think of as a young mother, mother of young children? What are some of the advantages that you've seen in owning your own home?
Oh, my gosh. The ripple effects. Well, first of all, I can pull upon my own experiences growing up. I always lived in a home that my parents owned, and it was never really brought up in conversation that often. But being in a house
rent until you were about 18 months old, but you probably don't remember too much about that.
Kind of fuzzy. Those days are kind of fuzzy. But in all seriousness, the ripple effects of being in a household that was always purchased, that was always an investment that my parents made a high priority, it puts a lasting impact on the kids. We lived in neighborhoods surrounded by other adults who wanted their kids to grow up in houses that were purchased, not rented, and not slamming the renters out there. Many of them do it for a very good reason. But the ripple effects of purchasing your own home, not only the financial benefits years down the road, sometimes even months down the road with regards to the equity that you have in the home, the school district that you're in, that you're investing in, it leaves a lasting impression. The ripple effects are always, in my experience over decades, they're always advantageous. You're surrounded by other people who are doing the same thing, making home ownership a priority. That gives an air to the neighborhood. Of a lot of people with the same similar mindsets. They're raising their kids the same way. You'll find crime rates are, as a result, somewhat lower in those areas. I won't lie to you. Just the ones that I've lived in, you find that when you have an area that's lived in by homeowners rather than home renters, you find it to be sometimes a more beneficial place to live.
Yep, exactly. And your kids are probably going to grow up with kids that they will know for years.
That's right.
And that's another plus. Well, let's talk about the money advantages of it, in addition to what Chrissy just went out. For example, in general, these numbers here are going to be true around the country.
Okay.
But National Association of Realtors, God bless them, put out a lot of statistics. And right now, if you have an average income, and you want to rent an average place,
okay,
it's going to cost you about 29% of your income to rent a place to live for you and your family.
I believe that.
Okay?
I believe that.
Now, if you have an average income and you want to buy yourself an average house, for example, a first-time home buyer house, $250,000, $300,000 worth of house, the percentage of income you require to do that is about 16%.
Holy
crap. 29% of your income to rent, 16% of your income to buy.
Oh my gosh.
What would you do?
So just to recap the numbers. So when we're talking 29% of your income to rent a place, meaning basically you're putting the money in someone else's pocket. If you're looking to buy, according to the NAR, it's 16% of your income, which you're investing in your home, which will come back to benefit you in the future, putting money out every month to own your own piece of real estate. And it's only 16% compared to 29%.
That's correct, kiddo.
That's crazy.
That's correct, kiddo. And by the way,
wow.
Every year, as inflation goes up, and let's face it, we're going to have inflation of somewhere between 1.5% and 3%.
Yeah.
That's just the way the economy is built. But every year, as your payments stay the same, with the inflation rate, they're going to be tinier and tinier and tinier and tinier.
Hopefully your income is going to go up and up and up as a result, too.
Your income is going to be going up. Really allows you to fix the price of your housing.
Yeah.
And it's cheaper to begin with, and it gets cheaper over time.
Exactly.
Because rent goes up every year, folks.
Oh, yeah.
Rent goes up every year. Now, home ownership also helps you build equity over time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for example, and here's a good gee whiz number for you. Every 3 years, the Federal Reserve conducts a survey of what they call consumer finances.
Okay.
In which they collect lots of data across lots of groups in the United States. Now, the latest survey covered the period 2010 to 2013, reported that a homeowner's net worth is 36 times greater than that of a renter.
Wow.
Now, these are averages again.
Yep.
$194,500 versus $5,400.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, people will say, well, you know, that could be due to a lot of factors. But one of the biggest factors is that homeowners get that equity build up year after year after year after year.
Yep.
And especially if you're in a house for 15, 20, 30 years. Now, we have been in the house we bought when you were a wee lass.
Yes, indeed.
Back in 1979, and we paid $83,000 for it.
I love that.
Isn't that a low
That's
number, though?
Amazing.
Now, we kind of stole it because it was a
fixer-upper,
all beat to crap.
No stealing. Everybody else ran, not walked.
Everybody
ran.
Else ran. That's right.
Away from the house.
Your mother and I were the only two that were gutsy enough to tackle it.
That's right.
It was probably worth $120,000 when it was fixed up, which we did over the course of the first couple of years. And now that house, conservatively, is worth about $650,000.
Not so too shabby.
That is a large part of our net worth. If we sold it, I ran the numbers the other day, we'd net over $500,000.
Fantastic.
As opposed to having a stack of rent receipts that we paid for the last 35 years. So, folks, it really helps you build equity over time. And we've also talked about how your monthly payments will remain stable.
Because
once you get that principal and interest lined up for 30 years, it's in your contract. Your interest rate cannot be raised unless you sign up for an adjustable rate mortgage. And sometimes adjustable rate mortgages are something you ought to consider. So you certainly build your equity. Your monthly payments remain the same. Pretty soon, that monthly payment gets to look like it is laughably small.
I love that. Well, and again, because it's a 30-year mortgage most of the time. I know one person in our group that has a 15-year mortgage. It's fantastic. The vast majority have gone from being, 28, a fresh new homeowner, compared to 58, nearing retirement. Your income has, I'm willing to say, in just about 99% of all cases, gone up significantly.
Yeah,
so for so many reasons.
Would, yeah, normally it would.
You get so much working in your favor doing that. I love that. Yeah, but I love your story. Bought it for 85, now it's worth six and change.
The house that we sold to move out to Philadelphia, we lived in Green Bay, Wisconsin for 10 years. And I did a calculation after we sold the house, and I figured out that the house paid us $180 every month to live there.
Not too bad.
Not too bad at all. So the financial aspects of home ownership just really, really outweigh the cost of rent. Like I say, 29% of your income to rent the average place, 16% of your income to buy the average place. Folks, it's a no-brainer, and we haven't even mentioned the tax benefits yet.
I love it.
Let's just say that you have a rental payment of $1,500 a month to make the math easy.
It's pretty normal.
How much tax benefit do you get from paying rent of $1,500 a month?
I'm guessing zero, correct?
Zip, zero,
yeah.
Nada. Now, your principal and interest and taxes payment for a house is probably going to be about $1,500 a month. But you're probably going to have $3,000 to $5,000 in property taxes that are in that. And guess what, folks? That $3,000 to $5,000 is a tax write-off for you.
You got it like that.
Yep. And in addition, if the principal and interest part of your mortgage payment, let's just say to make the math easy, is $1,000 a month, that's the principal and interest. Most of that in the first few years is going to be interest. So out of that $1,000 a month payment, I'll bet you $900 is going to be interest. And $10,800 a year is a big old fat interest tax interest write-off for you.
So I love it.
You get tax write-offs. You get equity buildup. You get the pride of ownership. Your kids get to ruin the walls, and you don't have to worry about the about the landlord getting mad at you. Folks, it's just fact after fact after fact after fact that says home ownership is really, really the way to go. And some people say, yeah, but John, are we getting set to another meltdown? Are we getting set to have another meltdown like we had starting in 2008? And I'm kind of worried about the economy. I don't see that happening now. If the government goes ape crackers again, which I don't think they will do with Mr. Trump in the saddle.
Nope.
But if they go ape crackers again, yes, it could happen. But we're nowhere near that kind of thing right now. So, folks, for all those reasons, buy that first house.
Yep.
Make that move up by now. You'll never have a better time to do it. And, Chrissy, I think we're about
out
of time.
That's exactly right. Start the wheels kind of thing, guys. If there's one thing I've heard time and again from first-time homebuyers, when all is said and done, it was a learning experience. You know, it's intimidating going after something like this. The smart people are always just a touch intimidating. It's the idiots who say it's going to be a piece of cake. It's not. But when you're buying a house, what you need, like any other major decision, you're getting some major surgery, you call the best doctor. You're going for it, you want to, you know, go to a great school, you research that. If you want to invest in a home, start the ball rolling by picking up the phone, call Dad, get yourself connected with a great realtor in the area, and they will do a lot of the legwork for you, finding the areas that you're looking for. Be very honest with them and do your own research. It can be done. It's done millions of times over every single year.
Yeah, and like I said, folks, if I'm only licensed to practice real estate in Delaware and Pennsylvania, but if you call that Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate Hotline, 484-574-4088, we'll be happy to help you find a good realtor. I'll do some preliminary interviews for you and help you get yourself lined up with the best guy or gal in the area.
There you go. Get the ball rolling on it, guys. And again, the time's flying. Guys, hang up for a minute. We'll be right back right after this.
Cheap and small, and not too steep, but best of all.
Hey, guys. Kristen Agopian here for MonogramAtHome.com. The economy's on the rise. You may be thinking about finally breaking away from a job you felt stuck in for years. Or you're raising a family and looking for an ideal work-from-home opportunity. Or a college student or retiree who wants to supplement your income. Monogram at Home is an exciting nationwide company now accepting new ambassadors for its luxurious, affordable line of personalized gift products. They make it easy to get started with online training, your own website, and support from other highly successful ambassadors. Perfect gifts for every event. Home decor, essentials for the kitchen and bar, jewelry, so much more. All of which can be beautifully monogrammed to keep or give as gifts for birthdays, weddings, graduations, holidays, anniversaries. Items in constant demand. And MonogramAtHome.com wants you as one of their ambassadors. Log on to MonogramAtHome.com.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show. Many thanks again to John Harriet of Keller Williams Real Estate for another fabulous Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate segment. We are getting a huge amount of email with real estate questions, with investment questions on that kind of thing. Feel free to call or text him anytime, 484-574-4088. Send him your questions. He's got the answers, or he knows someone who can get them to you. So don't be shy about that. Jumping right in here, here's the best part. We got to do this. 19 best foods to buy at wholesale clubs. In no particular order, but I want to get these all done. This is one of the things I wanted to make sure we did on the show. Number one, meats. Amen to this. Chicken, beef, and pork are usually a great deal. All three of the wholesale clubs have special deals with meat suppliers. And every time I've gotten, you name it, ground beef, Victor's done steaks on the grill. We've done pork recipes. Chicken breasts are fantastic. So many people say buy your chicken, you know, buy the wings and the legs and the, you know, whatever else I kind of think for easy deals on chicken. I have got a white meat chicken loving family. And if it's, you know, breast meat, great. That's what we want. And you get phenomenal deals and with great prices year round. Don't have to wait for a sale when you buy your chicken at these wholesale clubs. It's fantastic. Next up, it says here, milk. Yeah, you know what? We do a good amount of milk here. What we do mostly here where I buy it at the wholesale clubs is cream and half for my beloved coffee. I bring it into the station. We can keep it here as well. Fantastic stuff. Because I am finding, I'm not alone here. I connect with people who buy cream and half, just the regular size containers, and it can be $8 for a, well, that, it's not a pint, it's a quart. One of those small, thin cartons of stuff. $8 for creamer? Forget about it. It's not going to happen. I get it at my local warehouse clubs easily for half that. That's what I'm talking about. Next up, oh, and this is a good tip. If you're buying your milk at a wholesale club, and say you go through huge amounts of milk over the course of a month, say, okay, but you only go to the warehouse clubs once a month, you can freeze your milk as well. So go ahead and do that. Next up, butter. Oh, heck yes. A great deal at your local warehouse clubs, all three of them. Butter is a phenomenal price there. And it's a great, it's a must-have for people like myself who has the bulk store memberships and a huge butter-eating family. And it's not crazy, you know, unhealthy butter eating, but we do a lot of cooking with butter. I don't like to use any hydrogenated fats in my cooking. So if I'm putting maybe butter on noodles for the kids or on toast or whatever else, we go through a ton of butter. Also for baking and for sautéing and blah, blah, blah. You get the point. We do a lot of that. So also a fantastic deal. Cheese, very cool for my low carb, you know, I don't know, disciplined dieting days. Cheese is my go-to yummy diet food when I'm low carbing it, and they have fantastic deals on that. Canned tomatoes. Yeah, I got to be honest. And that's another thing where it comes in like a 6-can pack when you're there at the warehouse clubs. So you have to buy the whole thing. I do chili constantly. We are constantly making chili in the crock pot, in my beloved crock pot, with the warehouse club ground beef, bought at a fantastic price. You've got the canned tomatoes. You get, you know those chili, those small cans of the chili tomatoes and spices and peppers in there. You dump one of those in there too. That I'll often buy at the local discount gourmet groceries. Everything else between the cumin that I use in there comes in the big warehouse club container because I use a ton of it. You get the point. Certain things you get at the warehouse club, and canned tomatoes is one of them. Condiments, they say here, only if you're running a small restaurant, you can buy them all there. Now, if you are buying those small packets, say you've got kids in school, you throw a packet or two of each one of those in with their lunch that you pack for them every day, that works. For those of you with a lot of kids in the house that like juice, they find fantastic deals on juice at bulk stores. Okay, you can typically save about 30%. By buying a double pack of juice at your local warehouse club. We don't do a lot of juice here because, again, when you turn on the spigot in the kitchen, it's not juice that comes out for free. It's water. So there you go. Next up, garbage bags. Yeah, I'm a big fan of stuff as much crap as you can into your garbage bags. There are some people who will put those lesser quality garbage bags in their garbage cans, and that's fine because they barely put anything into their garbage bags and they lift them out gently with no trouble whatsoever, tons of room left in them, tie them up. No, I am the one that's trying to win a contest for stuffing as much crap as I can into garbage bags, so I need the really tough ones, and I buy those very high quality garbage bags at my local warehouse clubs. There you go. Rice is, you know how much rice costs in a regular supermarket? I caught sight of that. I couldn't believe it. It is easily, I'm not joking, I easily find my rice for about 50% off when I buy the big bags. We go through a lot of pilaf in this house. We make our stuffings. We do rice puddings. Rice is a staple in our house. And when you get it at the local discount gourmet grocery, that's a good price. But I can't always find it at my local discount grocery. It's kind of catch as catch can. I can always find the big bags of the gourmet rice that I like. I'm not name dropping, but you know which one I'm talking about. And I get it there for easily half price at the regular places. So there you go. Baking supplies. I got to do more baking. And I will once summer is over. Once summer is over, we've got September birthdays in my family, October birthdays in my family. Then we got the holidays coming up. Tons of baking. And I get all of my baking supplies from the local warehouse clubs. That's a fact. You can get it all there. Your butter, sugars, you know, the spray stuff that I put on my pans to keep everything from not sticking. It's fantastic there. Canned fruit, also good for my little people's lunch boxes. Very good. Dried or canned beans, excellent to pick up at your local warehouse clubs. Very true. Either way you want to purchase this is fine. I used to do dried, and then I realized that I was just creating more work for myself, so I buy the canned ones for next to nothing. I'm not saving myself a lot of money by doing dried and soaking them compared to canned, so I just do the canned now. Very cool. Next up, oatmeal. I've got oatmeal in my house. We don't. It has a very long shelf life. It works great. The only thing I use oatmeal for, do not scoff or mock me because it's fantastic, is I use oatmeal with my ground beef for meatloaf. I don't do the breadcrumbs. I'm trying to do a little more low glycemic. And oatmeal is phenomenal in meatloaf. It stretches the meatloaf a whole bunch. It adds a fantastic, phenomenal, yummy quality to it. So we've got oatmeal in our house. Ooh, this one's good. And this is so spot on accurate. Peanut butter. I'm a low carb. I'm hitting the I'm trying to get off the sauce again, trying to get off the carb sauce, that is. Carbohydrate addict, having a fantastic summer, a no carb left behind. So when I start getting back into the healthier eating, my regular jar of peanut butter is just the go-to because it's fast lunch, it's a fast breakfast, it's a fast dinner on the really busy days. You get the point. There you go. Peanut butter, always very good to buy there at the local warehouse clubs because you're getting the name brands that I love, my snobby peanut butter loving self loves, and it costs a lot less. Syrup, oh my God, yeah. I'm doing the regular, you know, maple syrup, actual maple syrup out of a tree, the way that our body can handle it best. That's freaking expensive at the local grocery stores. Not so much at the other stores. Super quick. Oh, my gosh. Nuts, coffee, amen. Diapers, we mentioned that before, and spices. All good to buy at your local warehouse clubs. It's so true. Bottom line, guys, get yourself a warehouse club card. I'm telling you to do it right now. I'm not telling you which one to go to. Go and get one. Try it for a year. You're going to love it. Get back to me with what you love the most and find out the things that you probably would have bought somewhere else. I want to hear from you. And until next week, save those pennies, pay with cash, and you all stay frugal out there.
Cheap is small, and not too steep, but best of all.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.